The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist.
Henry Raines Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. CJ's in the studio with
yo,
me.
Yo, yo.
And did you see Nick multitasking in the control room? It was almost Nick, like he had three hands.
That's his nickname, multitasker. I don't know.
We were scheduled to speak with former Iraq Ambassador Edward Peck about the Iraqi elections and some of the other things going on in the Middle East and Afghanistan. We going to take this opportunity to go back to some of the things going on in Florida, but just in the spirit of that, I want to read something that I saw in the paper that caught my attention, and it's very short, but it makes one of those things that makes you go, when it ties in with what I asked of Ron about, and John about, wouldn't this money be better spent doing something else? In the local paper where I live on the south side of Tampa Bay, every day in this page two, mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. up at the top, they do the military death.
Right.
As of this, and
oh, I know what you're
no, nobody died in Iraq this day.
Amen.
And then they list five soldiers that passed in Afghanistan. And then they have another paragraph that I'd never seen before down here. It says the latest deaths reported by the military.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't Iraq, Afghanistan. It says 76 more members of the U.S. military died in support of Operation Enduring Freedom.
What does that mean, Henry?
Of those, eight were the result of hostile action. The military lists these other locations for the deaths of these soldiers as Guantanamo Bay Naval Base,
mm-hmm.
Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Jordan.
We're everywhere.
Kenya, Kyrgyzstan, Philippines, Seychelles, mm-hmm. Sudan, Tajikistan, Turkey, in Yemen.
Yeah, but are these just deaths in military conflict or just deaths in general? Do we know?
Well, it says eight hostile, but in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, which I thought was just voted on. It's supposed to be about Afghanistan.
I don't know. We need to find out more. Are those deaths military-based or not?
Again, we're going to go back to the points we were making before, but there was a vote, and we'll probably get to that at the end. What Dennis Kucinich brought forward on the House floor this week,
right.
Had 3 hours of debate to introduce the War Powers Act, invoke the War Powers Act,
right.
And say, I think the Constitution says Congress has to say something about waging war around the world.
Okay.
And most of Congress, 65 members, including Congressman Alan Grayson, who you were compared to, voted to invoke war powers. Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, many others, but 300 and some, when asked, should you make your responsibility about this? They went, I don't think so.
Henry, I know we're getting off on the federal and what's going in the world, but
it goes to what do we do with our money?
Well, I want to go back to this. I pulled up some notes from back in the day, Henry, and for Florida. I want to get back to Florida for a minute, if we can. In the 1990s were the most prosperous decade in the nation, right? Since World War II, we know this. Yet Florida lost ground in every category, right? Personal income, median household income, percentage of people living in poverty,
who was controlling the state then?
Education, teacher salaries, crime, and many others. That's exactly right where I'm going with this. Because, you know, Jeb and the Republicans, who have controlled it since then, believe that Florida can be cheap and great even when the facts suggest otherwise. The state is in a financial crisis. When Jeb Bush entered office, the state had $3 billion surplus. Let me rephrase that, or let me say that again. When the Republicans and Jeb Bush took office in this state, we had a $3 billion surplus. Today, we were facing, and this is back in the 2000s, we're facing $4 billion deficit. Okay, now do you think that this is good fiscal policy? You know, my point is that when the R's took over this nation, be it Jeb or his brother in Washington, we had surplus. We were spending what we had. And now we are imploding because of bad fiscal management by the Republican Party, by the Republicans in power in the federal and state level. And then when we talk about Rubio and Chris, when we dive more into how they control the state, and now, by the way, they're trying, the Republicans in power are trying not only, they're trying to get this leadership fund together, unlimited soft money accounts, and take the power of the money away from the political parties and put it to selected leaders.
More like committee and accounts like what we were just talking about with Rubio?
Right, exactly. They want to, and they're claiming that we should do this because there's be more transparency. But what it does, and most people don't understand, is that I was a former DEC chair, and I was a member of the REC,
Explain what that is.
A Democrat Executive Committee Chairman, Manatee County. I was in a power, elected position in Democratic politics. Years ago, I was a Republican, by the way, Henry, and I was in the REC, believe it or not. But what I learned is that the Democratic and Republican parties don't have a lot of power with something like this leadership fund they want to go through, because right now, corporations can give money and a lot of money to the leadership of the party.
Let me use that as the opportunity to recap what Rubio did. Not everything, but he had two of these committees. And over a course of 18 months, somehow got contributions of $600,000. We do know where some of it came from. In the committee that only got the $228,000, just a little over a quarter million, they got $30,000 from Florida Crystal Sugar Corporation, $10,000 from U.S. Sugar, $50,000 from a political group run by Republican fundraiser Alan Mendelson. That's that doctor that ran the Ponzi scheme down in Miami that also was Chris's friend, playing both sides of the street.
But
Rubio's campaign manager, in defense of the expenditures of money, said, "Nobody that ever donated the money ever complained to us."
So what's happening, Henry, is that if they pass this leadership fund, you're going to take money away from the parties, who then the parties could at least
have minimal, but
some control, accountability and control, and give it to few key people in the parties. Now, the first thing everybody says, well, the Democrats created this. Yeah, those were the Dixiecrats, ladies and gentlemen. Let me explain that to Henry. It just irks me. I was an R, fiscal, conservative, liberal socially, keep government out of my life. And I saw where the Republican Party was going. I said, I can't be part of this hypocrisy. And I switched over. Dixiecrats, they're more conservative than any Republican I knew. You know, Lincoln Republican, became Republicans.
Pre-1968.
Right. They become Johnson, when he passed the civil rights legislation, knew it would be the end of the Democratic Party. Condoleezza Rice is a Republican because her daddy in the South tried to get involved in Democratic Dixiecrat politics, and they spat on him and said, forget it. That's why. So what happened was there was a transformation.
Let's give just a little bit more history, too. 1968, Civil Rights Act.
Right.
That's the beginning of the end of the Democratic Party stranglehold or stronghold on the South. In the case of the state of Florida, though, we still had a series of Democratic governors as the underlying situation changed that maintained environmental programs, social programs. We had Reuben Askew. We had
Senator Graham, Governor
Bob Graham. And we had Lawton Chiles.
Awesome people.
And then we got, and somewhere in there, Bob Martinez, one-term person. Well, he tried to address the revenue streams.
He was better, because I will say this, Henry. I'm going to throw this in here right now since we're off track a bit. Senator McKay, not us, of course. Senator McKay of Bradenton, Manatee County, was the president of the Senate back during the Jeb era. And there was a chasm in the Republican Party. And Senator McKay, I give him credit, because he wanted to close tax loopholes. You know, Florida Tax Watch back then released information that showed that the total sales tax exemptions were over $21 billion, while total collections of taxes were estimated to be $15 billion. So the exemptions were higher than actual money collected, even though the state was in a financial crisis and the legislature continues to dole out exemptions. By the way, they're trying to do it right now.
Do you have any of those exemptions?
Yeah, I do. I have some. The professional sports club operators and promoters received over $244 million in tax exemptions.
You mean like those skyboxes?
Yes, and right now, there's an issue with trying to give tax exemption or breaks for movie makers who have family values.
Go back to that last one, because that ties right into here to Tampa Bay. By the way, 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820.
It's all corrupt, Henry, because it's all the corruption that caused these exemptions.
Tampa Bay wants a new base. baseball stadium.
Right.
They want.
I don't know why. I like what's right.
They would like some tax dollars to help them from the people of this fine area.
Like Raymond James gave all
and
the money
to the And then you tell me that they are going to build a baseball club where the people that can afford to buy those big skyboxes don't pay any sales tax, but will push it down on the little people.
Of course.
And may, with some other kind
rich,
of tax.
Rich people don't pay their fair share. You know that, Henry. And this is the point. You don't have to raise taxes. The people who created this slush fund for the wealthy and for the our exemption are the ones, the hypocrites like Rubio. And let me go, you know, let me go further and just say that, you know, politics is littered with deceit. We've come to expect our leaders to lie, to mangle the truth. We call it spin. Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propagandist, described it as the art of simplification, appealing to the instinctive and emotional and simply ignoring the unpleasant facts. So what's happening is they figured out the R's who are in charge. Maybe the Dems would do it, too, if they got in charge. This is why we have checks and balances. They figured out that, you know, Rubio will get the support of the teabaggers, but yet he is one of the biggest reasons why we're in this mess today. Hypocrites. Hypocrisy, and it's just wrong.
No, I had a former senator from New Hampshire, Bob Smith, who's a distant third in that Republican primary, and I was telling him that the Republican tax reforms that he touts as Tea Party reforms, getting rid of inheritance tax, getting rid of capital gains tax, getting rid of tax of dividends, sounds like a plan to redistribute wealth from the middle working class upwards. And let me finish, because capital gains tax is 15%. I think dividends is what, 15 or 20%?
Right.
A working person gets up in the mid-range, you know, they're paying 30, 39%, plus there's that Social Security tax on top. So over 50% of your labor cost is going to tax, yet the person that makes more than 100 and some odd thousand doesn't have to pay Social Security. So you're telling me that a guy that can sell something for more than he paid for it, or has money in the bank and collects dividends, should only be taxed at 15 or 20%, while a guy that goes out and works and does productive stuff for the country gets taxed over 50%.
We started the show out, Henry, when we started talking about this. The wealthiest man in the world is Mexican, okay? Mexican, ladies and gentlemen. Not Bill Gates. He's Mexican. And what you have is these mega wealthy, we're becoming the banana republic, and we're the very few will be rich, and the rest of us will be left behind. Why does this government continue to cut corporate taxes and sponsor corporate welfare while passing the bill on to you? That's the Republican state government.
Giving over $1 billion in outrageously appraised value to some place like U.S. Sugar?
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about U.S.
Sugar. Well, we've got to go to a break, and we have
talk
the phone line starting to load up.
Corruption.
On the other side of the break, Christine from Newport Richey, Jeff from Northport, but we have room for you two at 866.
Teabaggers, wake up.
977-4820. 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Rain Show.
Wake up, America.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
Hi, I'm Kevin Klein. I'd like to tell you what the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International is all about. It's curing diabetes and its complications. The JDRF Walk to Cure Diabetes raises millions of dollars to fund the finest, most advanced diabetes research the world has to offer. So bring your family, your friends. All you got to do is walk. I'm ready. Are you?
To find a walk or donate to JDRF, log on to JDRF.org. Together, we will find a cure.
Hi, my name's Tom. I'm a construction superintendent. I'm looking to enhance my future, and that's where I was interested in Camtech. I've heard them on the radio, and a lot of people at work have taken the class and successfully gotten their licenses due to Camtech.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam with the highest pass rate in the state. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
Over 90% of the folks that take the class pass the exam the first time.
In just a few weekends, you'll have the tools to move ahead. So call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS and save your place at a free informational seminar Wednesday, March 17th, 7 p.m. in Sarasota at Holiday Inn Lakewood Ranch, 6231 Lake Osprey, and Thursday, March 18th at 7 p.m. in Brandon at Courtyard by Marriott, 10152 Palm River Road. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
I'm really excited about my future now, thanks to Camtech.
Again, that's 1-800-875-PASS or on the web at camtechschool.com.
Henry Rage Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Phone lines are loaded, but when somebody drops off, you can get in at 866-977-4820. Very, very quick recap, because we got to get to Charlie Crist and Sugar and that over $1 billion and our present Senator George Lemieux and his conflict of interest and his law firm in that deal. We got to get to that, too. I know you're biting at the bit. We promised to get these people in. All right, we were talking about the slush funds, so it was called campaign funds. In 2002, Marco Rubio claimed a negative net worth of $103,000. By the way, he now claims a net worth of a little over $8,000.
Liar.
But 2003, out of the $600,000 these committees had, the one committee spent $150,000 on administrative and operating costs. And for candidates in the 18 months, other Republican candidates to help, they spent $4,000. He spent the biggest chunk of the committee's money, $89,000, on political consultants, $14,000 in reimbursements, $51,000 in credit card expenses
that
have not been itemized.
Henry, look at the facts.
Yes, and then it goes on and on. We could go into some of his other stuff, but I promised these callers we would get to them, and I hate to keep Miss Christine and Newport Richie waiting. Hey, Christine.
Hello, Henry and CJ. Well, I wanted to touch on two subjects at once. I always believe and say every Sunday just about that we should keep the money at home instead of nation building and get some victories in Afghanistan or Iraq and just get the troops home, because we have problems at home to need to be taken care of. I agree. But I did want to touch on Marco Rubio. I read in the newspaper last week, you know, about the waxing of his back or something.
Back waxing, yeah.
Yeah, but that's really minor when compared to yesterday's article when you see where that money went.
Whatever it is, but I thought I read Bill McCollum claimed he didn't have a credit card, and I wondered how did Rubio get one from the party, unless I read that incorrectly.
I don't know if that is accurate or not, so all I'm going to say is the one thing that stopped Marco Rubio's spending out of these political action committees is when he got that Republican credit card. And by the way, he has a lovely wife that ran the other committee. She used to be a former Miami Dolphins cheerleader.
And he has $8,000 worth of worth. Please.
By the way, last but not least, he reported a net worth last year of $8,400 despite earning $69,000 from Florida International University, $40,000 from the state, and $300,000 from Broad and Castle.
$69,000 from FIU?
Hold on, Christine. I know what you gotta want to say. Go ahead.
Christine, this upsets me because the Tea Party people are supporting this buffoon, and they hate pork, right? In Rubio's website, he says that he did not officially request budget pork in the last 4 years of his leadership. We know for a fact $250 million of pork to FIU, to Jackson Memorial Hospital and others. And then he gets these consulting contracts, Henry. I call that reverse corruption. What that means is he gives them the money, and then he gets a deal to make money from them afterwards. And it's full of pork,
okay.
And it's corrupt.
We got the phone lines loaded. Christine, go ahead. Keep going.
I think both parties are at fault for this. You know, I'm going to take the example of California. I once lived out there years ago. One of the reasons that Gray Davis was recalled was, he was being blamed for putting the state government in deficit, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger ran and said he was, going to change things, and evidently, I don't know if things got worse.
And it was, one of the key causes was Enron was scamming the state.
Yes, and of course, Gray Davis being a Democrat, I'm just saying it can be either party.
Right, if they're in power.
Yes, the only thing I can say is voters just have to be aware and keep up with the news as best they can, and vote people out.
Well,
write your letters to your congressmen and women, U.S. senators, your state senators. We need the money at home. We need the money to help our veterans, education, fix our roads.
When the people lead, the leaders will follow.
For the senior citizen programs, we need money for all these situations, and I believe in a strong defense. You can't, and by letting the enemy bleed us financially, that is not going to achieve victory. An enemy can defeat you by bleeding you financially and physically.
Christine,
and
I promised Jeff in Northport. Got to get him in.
Yes, well, thank you, Henry and CJ.
Thank you, Christine.
When the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Actually, the leaders will jump in front and pretend they're the leader. Jeff in Northport, go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know I've been tuning into the show now for about maybe 2 months. I've called a couple times, and I am a conservative, but I have to say that I really appreciate the back and forth. It's nice to tune into a station, you know, and hear a show like yours where I get to hear some truth and not just talking heads throwing crap at me all day long. What I called to comment on, and I will say that I agree with you guys. I'm a tea partier. I don't consider myself a tea bagger. But I do think that Rubio, I think that there's a lot more. I think that there's two sides to his coin, and I think that we're going to really start to see the negatives start to come out. And it's too bad because I originally, you know, thought that I would throw down with him. But now I got to tell you the truth. I'm kind of starting to middle out. I really don't know what direction I'm going to go in.
He's no leader, and I mean I respect the idea that we're going down the wrong path. But he is. I mean you're supporting the wrong guy.
I'm supporting him.
Good.
Yeah. Just ask tough questions. You know, just keep your feet to the fire.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time for us to clean this up.
On both sides, we need to change government.
And Jeff,
brother.
I do want to say something. I hear other people of my persuasion, I don't know if CDA just did it or not, but there's no reason to call them teabaggers. We know what that's supposed to mean. So
Okay. And, you know, and here's my question is, and I never hear this addressed, so I'm going to ask you guys because I know that you guys know more about this topic than I do. Now, I know that we've gotten some stimulus funds allocated to our state this year, you know, for supposed road projects and things of this nature.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I live in Sarasota County, and just to give you a quick background...
All right, we've got like 20 seconds.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
My basic question fundamentally is this. Why is it that none of our counties are actually checking to make sure that any of the workers that are benefiting from this federal money are legal? That's it. Bottom line.
Okay, that's a big question.
Okay, legal. We're going to do that next time I'm here, Henry. Let me write that down. Why are they
30
legal? Okay.
30 cents. Jeff,
legal
thank
benefiting.
You.
All right.
All right, we got to do some on-the-fly show planning here over this coming break and give Nick some more stuff to do, I think. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Callens, Little, and Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their sixth year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government-inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
Genesis Communications, Tampa Bay.
News Talk, AM 820, WWBA.
The home of ABC News. Two Americans were among three people killed by suspected drug gang violence in Mexico. The three, affiliated with the U.S. consulate in Juarez, were killed in a drive-by shooting Saturday. The State Department authorized U.S. workers at consulates in six cities in northern Mexico to send their families to safer locations. Helicopter crews have been checking to see if it's safe to resume a full-scale ground search on Canada's Boulder Mountain in British Columbia. An avalanche on Saturday killed at least two snowmobilers. It was an informal snowmobile rally that drew about 200 people, despite avalanche warnings. Greg Johnson with Canada's Avalanche Center.
At the time, there was a high avalanche risk that was issued on a regional basis, both in the South and North Columbia regions.
A number of people are unaccounted for after the avalanche. Utility crews in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut are working to restore electric power to about 500,000 homes and businesses after a powerful storm that blew through the area. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Henry Rain Show here. News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Website 820WWBA.com. I think you can get there by NewsTalk820.com also. And you can get the webcam and you can see CJ get excited if you get the right angle, if he leans in real far. You can watch Nick multitasking.
I'm leaning to the right.
And we'll would like to hear from you at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. This deal, we hit Marco Rubio pretty hard here.
Not hard enough, baby.
But Charlie Crist got a lot of fanfare
trying to be fair.
In 2008 when he wanted to be known as an environmentalist, when he announced with a lot of fanfare that we, state of Florida, you and I, the audience, we're going to pay $1.75 billion, calling it just under $2 billion, for 180,000 acres of U.S. Sugar's assets. Now, this is part of a bigger program that Bill Clinton initiated under his administration. It was going to be about a $7 billion Everglades restoration. A lot of help from the federal government, state government was supposed to do their part. It's come into a funny space right now because the latest from the legislature is we're only going to buy 73,000 acres of U.S. Sugar Corp. And we're only going to spend $536 million because we don't have the money to buy for the $1.75 billion. Well, there's couple different problems with this. First, let's talk about the $1.75 billion. It was done with the appraisals by two companies that amazingly came out with exactly the same value for that. And they came out based on sales around Miami of similar land from 2004 to 2006, which many of you remember would be the peak of the real estate bubble. But we announced this in 2008, there were people that said, this is not an accurate appraisal. But Charlie Crist wanted to get this done, wanted the environmental tag on him.
Why is that? Just for the environmental tag?
And, you know, he also has an interesting coincidence here. You know his right-hand guy that got him elected?
George Lemieux?
Yeah, who's now our senator.
United States Senator,
yeah,
George Lemieux.
Got the office decorated up in Washington.
His campaign chair guy, yeah.
He happened to work and be part of a law firm. And this law firm was involved in making the deal get done between U.S. Sugar and the state.
I think it's Gunster Law Firm from West Palm Beach.
Yeah, $1.75 billion, that would be a pretty good deal to be in on. Yeah, you know, it's not your type of law.
Well, that's the thing. That law firm made tens and tens of millions of dollars in income from this deal, from U.S. Sugar. They've represented U.S. Sugar since 1990, Henry. Since 1990, that law firm that George Lemieux was the chairman of, I think it's Gunsters of West Palm Beach, is the law firm of U.S. Sugar, and if they benefit highly, big time, millions and millions of dollars.
Now, Senator Lemieux said he understood there might be a conflict, and he didn't talk to Charlie about this.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course, they took the money, too, though.
Although, recently, Senator Lemieux has come back to the state to say if the deal doesn't get done, this would be a horrible thing.
Because he's not going to make the money he should.
Well, he's got to think about 2011 and you won't be senator.
That's right. You know,
you got to think about your future.
Oh, absolutely. This is corruption, man.
Now, that's and one level unethical. Corruption. Bad appraisals, fixed appraisals.
Thank you.
An underkind person would say.
Right.
Conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
A deal that is just meant to get done to enhance your reputation.
Absolutely.
Because, as we said, Bill Clinton had a multi-billion dollar restoration project, and projects were underway.
Was that a federal government gig versus a state?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of an infrastructure thing.
Yeah, all right.
Now, what's going to have to happen if the panel says, which has already gone through the panel, so it's now up to the legislature,
right.
We're only going to spend $536 million on 73,000 acres. Well, all those projects that are underway need to be stopped so we can build up the money to get going on the new project. So we're going to stop ongoing projects to do a new project that may never happen. And
we don't have the money for this, Henry.
U.S. Sugar gets to lease the land back at a reduced rate and use it.
The U.S. Sugar is making out like bandits. We don't have the money in the state. We'd rather, you know, last year I was up in Tallahassee lobbying not to cut Healthy Start programs, we're going to spend this kind of money and this kind of a ridiculous deal that's been orchestrated so people can make money, so people can be benefited. It's immoral. It's just wrong, Henry.
And another interesting coincidence, there's a lot of coincidences on this. When the deal was getting done, U.S. Sugar was near bankruptcy. You know, we could have just bided our time.
And waited and got that land.
And picked it up pennies on
the dollar. Now we're going to save them, But, you know, Henry, the most scary thing, when I was on the show the other day, I guess it ran this morning, Tom Lee, former president of the Senate, Republican, and another guest, they were like, you know, like, this is business as usual. What am I talking about? I mean, conflict of interest, taking money.
Billion here, billion there.
You know, I was shocked. I'm outraged. Is anybody else outraged out there about the way we do government in this state?
Honest mistake. I mean,
I'm a Boy Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout. What's wrong with my dad? Screwed me over, Henry, because he said you had to be good and honest, and you and even if we disagree politically, but they don't see that.
From according to the New York Times and their sources, was not that bad. It was only overvalued by $400 million, and we've just bought that land from CSX. For the high-speed rail for $600 million, it was appraised at $60 million.
Henry, I think we must fight to allow worthy Americans the opportunity to be able to run for office without having to sell his or her soul to the corporations or, Lawrence, to the unions. I mean, we need radical reform here, Henry. Isn't there another candidate in the Republican group out there that's probably more qualified than these two guys? I mean, who is out there? You know, is there a third candidate?
Bob Smith was on here last week. He's what I guess they would call the dark horse. He only has, you know, 50,000, 60,000. He's not getting any big sugar money or anything like that. And I disagree with his policies. But if you're a Republican, he was a U.S. senator for 12 years. He was a U.S. congressman for 12 years. So 24 years of actual experience in Washington, D.C.
Fundraising muscle should not be the measure of a candidate, Henry. About ideas, character.
Phone number, 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. Now, I noticed this one other another coincidence from the New York Times article. Our Senator Lemieux, on November 15, 2007, two U.S. sugar lobbyists met in the governor's office with Mr. Chris and Mr. Eric Eichenberg, the deputy chief of staff under Mr. Lemieux. So his right-hand guy was in on the meeting with Chris and the sugar lobbyist, as his law firm was representing the sugar.
No conflict of interest anywhere, Henry.
He didn't talk to Charlie about that.
There's no conflict of interest anywhere. I mean, my gosh. I mean, please. You know, the big thing is that if you're making these huge mega deals and you're part of it, you shouldn't be profiting from it. I don't know. My dad, my father and my mother, they just taught me, obviously, everything incorrectly, that you should be honest and good and shouldn't be corrupt.
866.
No, but good people. Good people die young.
We got a good person on the phone right now. Jim in Clearwater. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello?
Yes, Jim, go ahead, please.
Could you comment on Alex Sink for governor?
right, yeah, I will. There's two different problems here with McCollum and with Sink. And Alex Sink, she's getting a lot of negative press because of the money she made running the Bank of America for the state of Florida. They were doing layoffs in that period of time.
Right.
Of course, we have problems with the financial industry.
Right.
Haven't even gotten to the fact that $2 trillion of public pensions are in trouble, and the FDIC wants to take $2 trillion of taxpayer money and put it into the financial system again. We won't go there. But, okay, so she is part of the industry.
Of course she is.
But Bill
like
McCollum,
her.
On the other hand, see, it's like Rubio and Chris. It's worser. You got Bill McCollum, who was instrumental in the deregulation, worked on the subcommittee that created the financial deregulation that caused the problem. So you got to ask the question, are you more upset with the person that ran the state of Florida's for Bank of America? I don't believe the investment banking was the biggest part as it was at the national corporate level or multinational corporate level as it is for Bill McCollum. But I admit that, you know, it's not my
candidate. We got to fix government. I think that's what I'm hearing. Don't we have to fix the way we do politics? I mean, isn't that the frustrating thing?
Let's hear what Jim has to say.
That's what I'm asking, Jim.
She's better than a Republican, I would assume.
Well, I will be voting for her over the Republican, and she has done a good job as CFO of the state. I feel that she has been able to separate her past professional life with the best interest of the state over the last 4 years.
The bottom line is that the people have to participate, and if we come out and vote for the best person and we demand change, things will happen.
Well, it starts earlier. We got to get the right candidates.
Well, it's not going to happen until the people get involved. You know, that's the bottom line. We elect Obama, we elect the leader, and we go change it, fix it. And then we disappear, and then we expect everything to miraculously be. It's about we, the people, isn't it?
So you can let's let Jim have some little more time here because we're going to hit a break here.
Well, I'm going to vote for sure, and I guess I'll vote for her. Certainly won't vote for a Republican.
Well, I think that the bottom line: the Republicans have had carte blanche in this state for many years, and we are suffering the ills of that. So, will the Dems be much better? Well, we need change. It's checks and balances, I think. So, I mean, it's about time we have change. It's just that simple. Change these guys out. Maybe we'll be a little bit better, and we get back to taking care of people. But it comes from us to demand it. I appreciate you participating and listening in and being part of the great solution.
Thank you.
Any last words?
Get out and vote.
Okay, all right, thank brother. You, Jim.
No, he's right. I mean, I hate to say it. At least he's participating, and that's why this show is important.
I don't know Jim's background, but... You know, maybe he needs to get on those boards, not necessarily run for city council or run for county commission, but there's a whole lot of citizen advisory boards that help form public policy in your local area. You can be part of that. You can be on the outlook for corruption and graft.
You know, Ian Kershaw, the historian, said, the road to Auschwitz was built by hate, but paved with indifference. Paved with indifference. And I think what we're trying to say, it could be an economic level, it can be in much bigger issues, but the people have to get involved. You can't be indifferent on issues. There's a fine line between a free and democratic government and a totalitarian type government or dictatorship. And what it requires us to be in a democracy is to be educated. We have to get back to strong, great public education, which we're not, and we have to invest in our children. And we have to be active politically and open our brains and minds. You don't have to agree with Henry. Heck, I don't agree with most what he says. But
especially
we got to do
it. Really important.
Hey, I love America, don't you? United States of America.
Well, coming up, we'll take your calls at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. And I'll give you an issue that you can try and influence Congress on, which... probably will have more effect on your life and the life of the United States in the near future than anything else.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
Log on to NewsTalk820.com. Running wild.
If you've been hurt in an accident and you've been contemplating talking to an attorney to see what rights you have, consider a few things. If you were hurt in an accident a few years ago, can you still make a claim? There's a statute of limitations on making personal injury claims. That means that if you wait too long, you may not be entitled to anything. so be advised. Secondly, will an attorney or law firm charge you a fee or cost regardless of the outcome of your case? Some will charge you costs even if they lose, so be advised. Hi, I'm C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been representing accident victims, and we've been doing it for free. At Zaya and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do, and if we don't win, we'll do it for free. At Zaya and Gallagher, we charge you nothing. That's no fees or costs unless we win. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
Do you really think all batteries are the same? Or do you think one stands out from the rest? The Duracell Copper Top. And while you get what you pay for, usually holds true. Now with Duracell, you can actually get more than you pay for. Because now the most popular packs of our AA and AAAs give you 20% more batteries for the same price. After all, when it comes to good value, it just has to work. Always reliable, always efficient. Duracell Smart Power. Trusted everywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820 WWBA.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-900-2594. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-900-2594. That's 1-800-900-2594. 1-800-900-2594.
Want to know how to strike gold? Right now, take 40% off the regular price of a Napa Gold filter for your car or light truck at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Or visit an authorized Napa Auto Care Center and get a $20 mail-in rebate when you buy a Napa Gold air filter or a cabin air filter with a Napa filter oil change. Now you know. Buy it! Napa install it! How. Protect Napa it!
Henry Rain Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Podcast site where you can get archived editions of the show. This show will be up later tonight. You can also get my weekly segment on the Captain's America radio show where I bring a different point of view to his independently conservative show.
The Henry Rain's Blues.
I said they're going to give you something to be concerned about and to act on. And you can... You should call Congress. You should call your legislators. The financial system, and for those of you that were actually listening at the beginning of the show when Lawrence tried to say, I've said health care is the biggest issue, health care is an important issue. The biggest issue that we have to have is financial reform. We are getting ready to have another financial meltdown around the world. So let me give you a couple headlines and then tell you how what you should try and do.
And Henry, let me say to the people, Henry warned me about this the last time. And I told my financial people, they thought I was funny, but Henry saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I mean that seriously. You're a visionary that way. I just don't know why you can't translate it to yourself. No, it's true. Listen to this. Because, folks, you might learn something. Listen to Henry.
There's something going on in Europe. I've talked a little bit about what's going on in Greece, but I've noticed there's almost a news blackout on the U.S. about this. Greece has been in the midst of a general strike for the past week. They, of course, have a lot of debt. It's a crisis in who's going to bail them out. Germany doesn't want to do it unless they cut back. There's a situation where The wages are going down. Debt is going up. And because it's tied to the euro, in old times, a country would just inflate their currency and there'd be economic dislocation, but you would survive. Right now, they are being squeezed to a strangulation point. People may remember, like Argentina, about 10 years ago when the whole system collapsed. There are 50,000 people fighting in the streets, not marching in the streets. There have been battles in the streets of Greece with 50,000 people taking on the police and other law enforcement. This is getting ready to spread to Spain and Italy and Portugal and Ireland, as far as what the big economies are going to try and do to them. And the other thing the big economies are going to try and do, whether you talk about Great Britain or the European Central Bank or this U.S., they're going to transfer that liability. Rather than dealing with the issue, they're going to transfer it to the world's taxpayers, the U.S. taxpayers, the British, the European, anybody that still has a little bit, that money's going to get dislocated. One of the ways this is going to happen, and this, in our country, is your retirement funds to bail out failed banks. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation now thinks it's a good idea for public retirement funds to get over $2 trillion to buy out all or part of failed lenders. What needs to happen in this country, and it's not been happening, the people that appeal to the Tea Party movement will never talk about financial reform. The Democrats said they were going to do something. They haven't done something. There is still a chance it'll happen. You got to push on Chris Dodd. You got to push on the House. You got to push on the White House. But I'm afraid that the same thing has happened. We've not addressed the problems. There's these credit default swaps, all these derivatives out there. We have to hold the financial institutions to account, or you're going to see a global economic meltdown, just like we were warned about, what, a year and a half ago? It's a little bit obscure, a little bit out there, but I say that every week, and since Lawrence said, I know, misrepresented what I think is the most important thing to do. And you won't hear Marco Rubio say it with his sweetheart deal from the banks. You won't see Barack Obama. He trotted out Paul Volcker there, and he's already backing off. People have to get rowdy and get into the streets and also push on Congress to make this happen.
Healthcare is not the most important thing, Harry?
Healthcare is important.
What do you say? Come on, you the most wealthy and powerful society in the face of the earth can join the British, the French, the Germans, the Japanese, the Irish, the Italians, the Israelis, the Canadians, the Dutch, the Danes, the Norwegians, the Swedes, even Costa Rica. They all have health coverage for all the people, shouldn't we? That's not important?
The country is not addressing the problems that we need to address. We are taking money. We're putting it overseas for interests that have nothing to do to represent the U.S. taxpayer. The money is being spent. I listed the 76 soldiers that died all over three continents.
That's right.
And what are we getting for it? It used to be, you know, you went to war, the people got the spoils. The Roman centurions got to take women and gold and stuff like that. We've got a caller, and I want to get him in before the break. I mean, the end of the show. I thought we were just going to take a break, but we got to go. John and Ponte Gorda, go ahead.
Yes, of course, you know, all of the, you know, you keep mentioning that there's nobody that knows the answer. Of course, Ron Paul's been talking about this for 25 years,
all right,
30 years.
What's he saying?
It's more than the Federal Reserve, but go ahead.
What's he saying?
You have to have some kind of sound money. We all know the problem. The Federal Reserve is the problem.
No,
1913.
That's a secondary
problem. We've been digressing.
Problem.
The dollar is worth 2 cents of what it was in 1913.
That's a secondary problem because with the situation that we're looking at right now, with deflation, wages going down, debt going up, you need inflation. Because on paper, at least you can fix the problem. What the problem is right now, there are $600 to $700 trillion of derivatives. The U.S. GDP is $14 trillion. We need to take these financial institutions, take the and retail banking, the small business, the car loans, the mortgages, safety savings accounts, checking accounts. You got to put a firewall around them, and then you got to hang those other financial institutions that are tied in with the credit default swaps. That's part of what happened with Greece. Goldman Sachs came in and said, we can make it look like you got money, and you won't have to do what the European bank says. And they did it. It's out there. There's hundreds of trillions of liabilities that are going to come due, and it needs to be those companies that collapse, not the national governments. Go ahead, John.
But wait a second. But you don't understand. This was all planned by the international banking system. And you know who gets money. And, you know, these gutless people that are congressmen and senators, they won't even find out how much money, how many trillions of dollars the Federal Reserve gave their own buddies. And we're paying for it all.
There's an amendment on the bill that if we can get it out of the House and over to the Senate, we'll require an audit. Ron Paul and Alan Grayson got that put on there and got a bipartisan 300 members of Congress voted for that. So it can be done. It can be done, but you got to get to the bottom of this, and you can't protect those big financial institutions anymore.
Man, thanks for the call. Great comments. You know, we got some problems here, Henry. We got some problems, and I think they want to dumb us down, and it all started the show with destroying public education, not allowing people to teach them how to think, not being involved, not getting parents and people involved in the curriculum. We need to get active. It's our country. It's we the people. It's up to you to get involved. Get involved with talk radio. Get involved. Speak and think. Think and ask the right questions and put our politicians to the test and get good people to run. It shouldn't be about money that'll get you elected. And that's also why Ron Paul doesn't do as good as he could, too. And we're all part of this.
Had a Ron Paul clip if we had gotten to the War Powers Act, but it's all part of that. But if we don't resolve this, and I'm sorry to end on such a down note, we are standing at the precipice.
I love the precipice.
Yeah. Well, it's fun when the thrill's there.
Don't have the sheep with you.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks to CJ for being in here. And
there's no real democracy without debate, Henry.
Raising the energy level. Thanks to Nick in the control room. We will be back next Sunday, and I want to also thank all the callers and listeners for making the show what it is. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show. We'll be back next Sunday.
See ya.
Tighthead and Tampa Bay, News Talk 820.com.